All right, Christy from Trailmade Trading Company, thank you so much for taking some time to join me. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing great, and we're happy to learn more about your unique business, which is stained glass earrings, sourced and made locally. A lot of fun, unique. Tell us how you got started.
So I got started, I just needed something to do, like a new hobby. And for my entire life, I've wanted to do stained glass. And I had bought, I had bought like a little starter kit before my children were born. And I never opened it. It came in the mail and I put it in the closet. And 10 years later, it was still in the closet. So I got it out and I was like, I think I'm going to try this. And it turns out that it wasn't a great starter kit. So I started watching YouTube videos. And
well, it's sitting for 10 years, you know, in its defense.
Well, no, I mean, it was not a good starter kit even for
okay.
The company's out of business and I can see
aww.
Why.
Right.
But anyway, I started watching YouTube videos and I found stained glass DIY and he had all these free tutorials and stuff and he was like super helpful. So I always recommend to people that they should check out his videos and follow him.
Okay.
But I started making his free pattern is a stained glass feather and I love feathers. And I started making all these stained glass feathers and all my windows were covered with stained glass feathers. I was like a little bit obsessive about it. And it was just a hobby. You know, it was just something that I was doing. Well, one night I had a dream and in that dream I was wearing these earrings and I'd never made earrings before. So I woke up. I still don't remember what the dream was about. I've never remembered what the dream was about. But when I woke up, I was like, I can make those. I never thought about making stained glass earrings. So I got up and I made them. This is that pair from 5 years ago. It was the first pair
like,
I ever
right, made. Right then and there. You got up and you're like, we're doing this.
I got up and I made them. And they you can see how they're catching the light here, but I'm inside. So sometimes you can still see, but it'll make a blue triangle like on my neck or it'll shoot across.
Okay, yeah.
And everywhere I went that day, like I ran all my errands and people are like, what are your earrings made out of? They're amazing. They're magical. And I was like, they're stained glass. So I just made this one pair. I was between jobs. And one of my friends said, why don't you take all the stuff off your windows and go to the farmer's market in Lehighton. I live in Lehighton, Pennsylvania. It's this little tiny. And
lovely Lehighton.
Yeah. And why don't you sell the stuff on your windows? And I thought, that's a great idea. I never thought of selling my stained glass. So I took all the feathers off my windows and I went to the farmer's market and everyone wanted the earrings that I was wearing. So I went home and I made earrings. And
that's a great story.
The next week I sold all the earrings.
Keep going.
That I made. So
it gets better.
Yeah. So I did start a job and this is still my hobby. It's my, like I say, my single mom side hustle. But it has definitely grown and I'm hoping that it's my retirement plan and the kids' college fund plan.
it's so fun because you just see like, are there not many places? I mean, I bet locally, but there's not a lot of stained glass earrings floating around. Is that?
No, but I'm starting to become kind of popular on social media.
Good.
So more people are making them now,
sure.
Which is fine. I can't make enough for the entire world.
Right. And that's just, that's just the, what happens when you get on top, you know what I mean? Like people are emulating you. I don't know how, so can you give me like, explain it to me in like, I'm 5 years old, simply, how do you stain glass? Like,
so
what is that process?
I don't stain the glass. It's sand.
Okay.
Glass is sand and it's made, you know, all over the place, but I hardly ever buy glass. Some of the glass that I have, it'll say like on my website if it's upcycled or if I bought it. So like the newer colors, like teal, you don't see teal in the old lights or windows that I upcycle. So teal is a really popular glass and I buy that. I buy the black iridescent glass, but that's all made in a factory. And so I buy it in sheets. If I'm upcycling it from a light, I basically undo the light. So I take apart the whole light and then I cut the glass. So there's steps in processing the glass. You cut it, you grind it, you foil it, and then you solder it. And so I use, for all of my jewelry, I use lead-free solder. That's a very common question.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't have lead in it.
Yeah, that totally, my envision of what you were doing totally changed when you just described that. So you're more like, you're glass working rather than like coloring the glass. You're doing more
of the jewelry
design, like the end level stuff. So you mentioned that you do buy some of it. Where do you, what's like your sourcing kind of, what is that?
The local stained glass for Lehigh Valley is Warner's stained glass. It's right off of, like right off of 22. You can see it right from 22 from at the 7th Street exit going into White.
Yeah, I've seen it before.
Yeah, that's the local like mom and pop like place that I recommend people support if they're getting started.
Yeah, I mean, that's wild because it's, you're right. I've driven by that 1,000 times and you just never kind of been like, hey, that's somewhere where I could go do some. Yeah, I love it. And it's just why stuff like this is so fascinating to me because, you know, you're creating all this fun stuff, doing it, sourcing it locally and then selling it locally. Tell us about, you know, you described that one farmer's market. You go from there to, I'm imagining, you know, different farmer's markets. How did your business grow over the last few years?
I did some little farmer's markets, but I quickly realized that the people want to see my earrings and want to buy them. And around here in a small town, you know, only so many people want stained glass earrings. And those people either have them or they know where to find me because, you know, I'm a local girl. Everybody knows who my family is. So I started venturing out a little bit. Somebody told me that I should get in the punk rock flea market circuit. So I also play.
Yes.
I play punk rock music. So getting.
What, are you in a band?
No, not really. Oh, not one that, okay. Not one that plays out. Not here. When I lived out west, I was in a band.
All right.
Here, I just kind of pop in and do open mics and fill in.
All right. That's still
I'm too
fun,
busy
though.
Making earrings.
This is true. You got, how many hustles can you have?
Right, I can only have one. This is my big hobby right now. Yeah, so I started doing the punk rock flea markets, and that's pretty much what I do. I do Trenton, I do Philly, I do Phoenixville. I do some of the smaller ones like Scranton. Sometimes
Bethlehem had one. I've been to one. I mean, it's definitely not as, it's kind of, you know, it's smaller, I would think, but they're still a lot of fun. It's cool.
Yep.
Okay. So what, for people looking to buy from you, do you have anything going on during the holidays specifically?
This Saturday I'll be at in Philly at the BOC market. Maybe they say Bach. I don't really know. I've been for Liberty Street Flea Market. So they go all kind of all over the place. Or Liberty Flea Market is what it's called. Liberty. Mm-hmm. But as far as local events, on December 7th, I'll be at Ridgeview Winery playing. Okay. So I will be playing some Christmas songs there. My friend Cass is the musical entertainment for the day, but her and I grew up together and have played music together our whole lives. So
it's going to be like a punk rock Christmas?
There will be some punk rock Christmas songs.
Okay.
Bad Religion. I love it. Kind of.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Like God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, that style.
Excellent.
And then I'm in a few stores. So in Jim Thorpe, I'm in Local Fair, which is on Broadway. In Kutztown, I'm in Local Folk. So another local artisan place that's in Kutztown, right on the main street. Mm-hmm. And in Allentown, I have stuff at Ethereal Fawn Tattoo, which is in the west end of Allentown, like 19th and Allen.
They can find more at Trail Made Trading Co.com. The same for all your social media, Trail Made Trading Co. Just search it and they're going to find you and they can look through all your stuff and message you if they have any questions, right?
Yep. And I have hundreds of pairs online. They're actually behind me here. This is all my inventory that I have.
Oh, wow. Yep. You're set.
And so you can see, I just actually have probably 100 pairs of red coming out this week. So I'm always working on them and up, you know, keeping up with my stuff.
I mean, I'm not even kidding. Can you save me a pair of red? I'm marking this down.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a pair for my wife. So okay. We just made a sale during this podcast.
Yay!
So, yay. All right. Well, Christy, thank you so much. This has been a pleasure. Love learning more about this. And it's fascinating. I love these stories and how things come together and support small business.
Absolutely. And I do sometimes have instructional videos on
YouTube. Sure.
So if people are interested, they make stained glass, but they're interested in working with lead-free solder, or they're interested in like jewelry making. I do have, it's Trail Made Trading Co. For my channel on YouTube, but I do try to put out some instructional videos. There's a lot of requests for more, but I don't have that much time.
Right. I mean, you gotta like just
make hearing.
At some point you have to do the work, right?
I'm getting better at filming myself, but then the whole editing process is like, man, I have earrings right now. So I'm trying to get my teenage boys to start being the editing crew.
Thank you to our sponsors, Wind Creek Event Center, Baco Beverage Company, WDIY 88.1 FM, Michael Bernadin of Howard Schaefer & Associates with RE/MAX Real Estate, and our friends at the Coop Sports Bar and Kitchen. Happy holidays, and shop local harder.